Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And one person said, Ryan, I enjoy you filling in, but every time Tara takes a vacation, the world crumbles. I don't think it's a coincidence. So is Tara the watchdog of the world? Do they understand that they can get away with things when she's out? Is that what's happening? Roger Davis, good morning to you, sir.
Hi, yes, and I believe she considers that to be the case, yes.
She does. It's a weird coincidence, but it happens, yeah. But it gives me an advantage. I get to come in when there's a big news event that's going on.
Actually, she considers herself pretty much the watchdog of the world. That's the idea.
Yeah, but, you know, then I also fill in on days that are like holidays and there's nothing going on. Like, for example, I'm going to be filling in. I think the next day I'll be on is 4th of July.
Oh, boy.
And you know what happens on 4th of July? We get to play like Ray Charles, America the Beautiful, and there's not really like breaking news that goes on, unless the big, beautiful bill goes through right in 4th of July, and then there'll be something to talk about.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring up this law that they're going to sign in Connecticut, I believe it is. And their attorney general, William Tong, says they expect a unanimous vote to send a message to excessive speeding. So this is what they're proposing. If you go over 100 miles an hour on a public road, your fine's going to be at least $1,000. You're going to get a 4-point penalty. And depending on if this has happened before, you're going to look at probably 30 days in jail. Upwards of 30-day prison sentence. If you are caught, even some of the first times when you're going excessive speeds, we're talking like $500 fine, 2 points on your license if you're going between 87 and 99 miles an hour. But in some cases, they're talking in a 12-month period, if you're caught doing this sort of thing, they can impound your vehicle. So I tell you, driving has gotten crazy in recent years. I think, have you noticed an uptick in crazy driving?
South Carolina has a horrible reputation, pretty much, on fatal accidents, particularly for speeding and impaired driving. And we have stiff standards for the court consequences of that. $1,000 fine, if you're going over 100 miles an hour, would not at all be unusual on a first ticket in South Carolina for that. Yeah.
Okay. I've noticed, at least from my own, I guess, viewpoint, is that I've noticed that people are much more aggressive on the road. And I find that I have to ramp up my aggressive driving nature a little bit to adapt, because if you don't, then bad things could happen to you,
Well, aggression breeds aggression, you know. It goes from defensive driving to basically a counterattack in pretty short
order. Well, the counterattack is the right way to put it. Like, this is what I find in recent years. I find that people are willing to use the left turn lane to pass, or they'll do a right turn only lane to try to get around as a way to avoid sitting in line if there's like a lineup of vehicles. And I found in recent years, when that happens, I do everything I can to force that person to turn so they can't get in. Like, I almost block them, because I'm tired of seeing the way that they try to weasel their way into these situations. And, you know, I've seen road rage. In the last month alone, I think I've seen two cases of road rage. Two cases. And that's just, and I'm only driving to work and back. I'm not doing a lot of, like, highway driving. But one instance I saw where it was behind me. I was watching this in my rearview mirror. Luckily, I didn't rear-end someone because I was looking at the show behind me. But there was a woman driving, and there was a guy in a truck, and she must have really made this guy angry because I was in the left turn lane. She was behind me in the left turn lane trying to get away. This guy in the truck was stopped at a green light so he can continue to yell at this lady. And she was not having any of it. She was trying to ignore it, and then she started yelling back. And unfortunately, since it was a left turn lane, we were stuck there until traffic cleared, so she just had to sit and take it. And I saw another instance where a driver did the same thing. It was a right turn only lane. They decided to use it, hop up on the shoulder to try to surpass a long lineup of cars and, you know, force their way in. Yeah. Well, another car took exception to that and, like, went around and used the left turn lane to go around and cut this person off and then drive slow to, like, try to punish this person for doing it. And I'm watching all of these things happening and I'm thinking, 20 years ago, I don't remember any of this stuff happening. This is just recent year thoughts.
Yeah, anger. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're going to judge possibly was it economic effects on some people, making them mad behind the wheel, and they're taking it out on somebody. But the other thing that we see, I've noticed it in particular, it's really fearsome, is the amount of tailgating that's going on the interstates at highway speeds. The implications of a problem there, of course, being a chain reaction pileup, and we've had some fearsome ones locally. But there's an awful lot of that. Well, the response to that sometimes is so-called brake checking. You know how that's going to go.
Right. If you're on the highway and you're stuck behind someone that's doing lower than the speed limit and you can't get around them, tell me that doesn't make you a little bit angry.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. In the way. But you know, if I'm doing the speed limit and I'm facing traffic, then I feel that anybody who's tailgating me, it's an open threat, you know. So,
yeah, like yesterday, I was at a left turn lane, but the light was red, so you can't turn.
Yeah, of course.
And there was a car in front of me, a Corvette, a very nice. It looked like an expensive new Corvette.
I can assure you, it was.
Yep. And then I was behind that car, and my car, the way I would basically describe the car I drive to work, is it looks like it was used in a demolition derby and pulled out of a scrapyard.
Okay.
So it does not look like it's road legal. It is a beat-up car.
Yeah.
But it drives fine, and I'm just going to ride this thing into the horizon. You know, it's going. When it goes down, it goes down, and that's it. I'll thank it for its service, and then I move on to another beater. But so there's a car behind me, and it was honking because the person was stopped at the red light waiting for the left turn signal to turn green while it was solid red. And that was like, okay. And all of these things have been happening in the past month, and I think Connecticut's right. I think there should be a lot of other states that ramp up this. But the other part of it is enforcement. You just don't see police stopping people like you used to either, do you?
We do selective enforcements from time to time, you know, stretches of interstate in South Carolina. But yeah, there's so much of it going on. We would have to mobilize some federal troops, I think, to back up the locals on that one.
Person said, why can't we do a better job enforcing driving with their phones? Nothing drives a temper in me more than when I stop at a traffic light and it turns green and nobody is moving because they're on their phones.
Yeah, distracted driving is, even with impaired driving in South Carolina, behind speeding as the number two factor in the horrific accident fatality rate in the Palmetto State.
Distracted driving.
Which covers text messaging on behind the wheel, etc., and phone use.
Yeah. I would say, one person said, I'm driving, sent from my car. I guess they're speaking into their car.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Like, I found that I just absolutely do not use my phone while driving. It would have to be almost a near emergency for me to pull out my phone for something.
Handheld telephone is behind the wheel is now against the law in South Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, it's like that in a lot of different states. I mean, pretty much every state's adopting that because it's just how dangerous it is. So I keep my phone. If I'm going to make a phone call, I got a little place to put my phone, and I put it on speakerphone because, well, my car's too old to do Bluetooth or anything like that. It doesn't exist on this near road illegal vehicle that I drive around. Yeah, good luck trying to intimidate me in your nice car. Like, I'm going to be afraid to get into an accident with you. Like, oh, I'm so afraid you're going to ding up my beater. I'm sure they got more to lose than that. I think maybe that is probably the perfect defense. Let them see what you're driving and realize what they're up against. You're up against someone that really doesn't mind.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
It used to be so much easier to have that mentality, by the way, back in the day when you can get a $500 car that rode fine. You know, you used to be able to get an old car and it was like, you know, $500, $1,000, you know, back in your high school days, and you'd be happy with it.
Yeah, now it's 20 grand for a 10-year-old car, you know.
$20,000 for a 10-year-old car. Yeah, if it's still,
depending.
If it's under 100,000 miles, you're paying 10 to 20 grand for it. Isn't that something?
Yeah,
and like, I even look at my car, and I'm like, you know, if I were to sell this beater, I could probably sell it for $2,000, and I would get offers in cash in the day one. Like, it wouldn't take me long at all.
No doubt.
Just because no one can find an affordable vehicle to drive right now.
Yeah.
All right, Roger Davis, I guess everyone listening right now, they're thinking, well, all the things you described on the road, I just saw them, and they're probably witnessing them as we speak. So be careful if you're on the roads. We don't want Roger reporting on you.
No. And we've got a couple to report, unfortunately.
Oh boy. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, Mark Elfenbein is a sports expert, a veteran broadcaster, and we're going to talk to him about the big federal judgment that allows college athletes to get paid from their universities. A big judgment there. You're probably thinking, oh, this already happens. No, this is even bigger and grander. So what implications does that have for universities? Also coming up, what's up with these tariffs? Let's get an update on that in our big, beautiful bill. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on News Talk 98.9 WORD. Look.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking at the text messages that are coming in, it says, Ryan, a different approach that I like to assume the person is not familiar with the street or road. I get what you're saying, but personally, taking a more passive approach will make your days happier. I remember conflicts for years. That's Ron texting in. Okay, I can't assume the best in other people anymore. It's just that time has passed for me. I just can't. It's so hard to be optimistic when it comes to other people. And one person said, Ryan, I'm driving, sorry, but I've been having this thought. Have you ever owned a car older than yourself? Yes. My first car was older than me, and it was a Chevy Caprice. The thing was huge. I remember driving to high school with this thing. You know, you turn 16 or whatever, you get your first car. This thing was a boat. Oh, boy, was it big. And I remember, like, I had a hard time fitting in the parking spaces, so we had to park a little bit back in the busy high school lot. And there was another kid at my school that was older than me, I think two grades higher, that also had a Chevy Caprice. And he's like, we need to park next to each other and we need to like take up three spots so we can like basically fit our vehicles in. I said, deal. But, you know, even then, you think about parking spaces, they are so much thinner than they used to be too. It's so hard to fit some of these big vehicles into it. Thank you for all the text messages coming in. You know, I wanted to get to this real quick, but we're going to welcome our guest. Mark Elfenbein, a sports expert and veteran broadcaster from Houston, about the new NCAA ruling from a federal judge, a settlement between the NCAA and former college athletes that happened a couple of days ago. What does that mean when the NCAA has agreed to provide $2.8 billion in back pay to former and current college athletes? So what does that mean moving forward? We'll ask him his take on that. So here's the latest on the tariff talk. It says Trump tariffs, U.S.-China trade talks resume on Tuesday after signs of progress. Wow. So what are those signs of progress? And how are they progressing? One of the interesting things with this is we've seen the false starts. Hey, things are doing good, and then things aren't. Things are doing good, and things aren't. I was thinking about this yesterday and this morning a little bit, and it's almost like entering in negotiations when it comes to tariffs with China. It's going to be a tough thing. Because one, you can't trust China to be good partners in trade. But the other thing is, if you think about the first term of Donald Trump, one of the big things that he made a point in contention was China's ripping off not just us as the United States, but the world. They're looked at as a developing country. They are just siphoning off this money. They're bad actors. You can't trust them. So we need to level the playing field, and we're going to fight China head on. Well, when you enter negotiations with a country like China on something like tariffs, what does that mean for all the other violations that China is accused of and guilty of, to be honest? How do you rectify those when you have a tariff deal on the table? Aren't you going to essentially negate that deal as soon as you call them out on something else? Because they're going to say, hey, we worked with you here. Why are you giving us a hard time now? And there's a lot of different violations. I think Dusty Johnson was on Fox discussing this with Trey Gowdy. Let me play this clip for you here real quick.
Contracts, what's the use of a contract if the other side's not gonna honor it?
Yeah, the trade deal is one thing. And clearly we've got a trade imbalance with China. I know it really bothers the president. He wants to get that fixed, and I think he will. But you're right, there are some non-trade issues we have to deal with. China is poisoning our country. They are poisoning our networks with malware. They are poisoning our kids with TikTok. They are poisoning our communities with fentanyl. If the president needs to address those deals, I believe he will. Frankly, he is the Pied Piper in this country of making us aware of the problems that China is foisting upon us. And he's going to draw a hard line. I know he will.
Okay. Well, it's going to be awfully difficult, won't it? I find that there's a chance, but to see if he pulls this off, that would be, I think, remarkable. I mean, there's, I guess, one person that can do it. But we'll continue to watch. Just imagine what the markets will do if the United States gets a favorable trade deal with China and all this goes away with them. That would be truly remarkable. You want to see record highs in the stock market. That's what would do it. All right, joining us after the break, I hope we can connect with Mark Elfenbein. He's a sports expert and veteran broadcaster, and we're going to talk about the federal judge making that settlement, paving the way for U.S. and college athletes and former athletes to get some money from the NCAA. I don't know if universities are going to be able to, because, like, for example, I saw University of Michigan put out an email to its donors saying we need more money because now we have to pay all this money out to athletes. We're not going to be able to make up for it. And you know what? All the money we're losing on our college football program, they're like, we're losing all this money. Colleges never have enough money, do they? Like all of these colleges, they can never find enough money. So hopefully we'll have a good conversation with him coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Don't go anywhere on News Talk 98.9 WORD. A really big settlement made in college sports. NCAA agrees to provide $2.8 billion in back pay to former and current college athletes. NCAA in conferences will distribute that money and media rights revenue back to thousands of athletes who competed since 2016. Universities will have the ability to enter into name, image, and likeness agreements with student athletes. And universities can opt into settlements, can distribute up to $20.5 million to student athletes for this upcoming academic year. They can agree to certain individual entities can be subject to, you know, represent the university for pay. You can maximize sports program scholarship limits. This is a huge settlement that was made by the NCAA and some former athletes. To talk about this is a sports expert, a veteran broadcaster from Houston. He goes by Elf. Mark Elfenbein, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And this is a pretty landmark thing for college athletics. And for the most part, you think college football first, but I think this applies to all the different sports. What's your take that this settlement was made?
I would say at first, you know, you're kind of shocked that it's going to happen, but the world is changing so much in our world of sports and how money is being dispersed. And I think you and I both know for years, college athletes wanted to get paid. They should have been paid. They said, you can't pay athletes. There's no way you're going to allow this to happen. Then, of course, the NIL started, and now this comes about. And I wish I played college sports 4 years ago.
Well, they're part of that settlement or whatever it may be, some of these marquee type of athletes. I looked at it, and as soon as the athletes, I think, in college started getting paid, to me, it kind of lost some of its luster, college athletics, at least to me. There was a certain aspect to college sports that you thought, okay, you're going to watch this athlete grow up in the university, and now there's transfer portals, and now they're getting paid, and now it's a business, and it kind of lost some of its luster for me.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you so much, because we liked the fact that we had the amateur status of college sports, and then you had the pro sports. You know, you had your minor league in between, and now it seems like everything is turning into professional sports. And it kind of is in a certain way. I think there's going to be some adjusting on the fly, but I also think we're seeing this new agreement where guys are able to, you know, go back and get their money. The table, so to speak, is tilting a little bit, you know, where the big boys had the big money and they could do everything they want. And now it's evening up a little bit because everybody's getting able to do it.
Yeah. And one thing that I think the universities, as much as I feel the whole, like, this is just weird, maybe it's just times are changing and I'm late to adopt the changes. But either way, one thing that I look at the universities when they are out there fundraising, one, they never have enough money somehow. But number two, like, I saw the email from Ward Manuel, University of Michigan, saying that we're losing money. So millions of dollars we're losing on our athletic programs. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You're at the University of Michigan with a football program and a basketball program like that. You're losing money. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the fact that these guys, I mean, look, Ryan, how much money were they making all these years when nobody was getting anything in college, right? And they said, we're doing okay. No, they're all making a ton of money. They're going to still make a ton of money. I mean, I don't see prices going down in tickets for fans. I don't see beer prices going down. I don't see Coca-Cola, bottled water. I mean, prices are going up across the board. They're making money hand over fist. And I guess, you know, do you remember when it kind of went back to what's the UCLA basketball player that wanted to get his money from the video games? It started even back then. And, you know, everybody wants to get a piece of the pie, and I think they are going to get a piece of the pie. So folks that are whining and crying, come on, we know you're going to the bank quite often.
Yeah, you know what I would like to see in video games is, you know, if they have the ability to, I guess, profit off of their own likeness, these individual rights that video game makers like Electronic Arts, EA, where they have like exclusive rights to schools, and forget that, man. They put out this garbage game product every year and there's no competition. Maybe this could open up some more competition when it comes to other things like that, and maybe the consumer can win a little and the athlete would win if they were able to negotiate their own rights and these different video game statuses. But either way, there's the sky's the limit, it seems like, for college athletes anymore. It seems like they can make an endless amount of money, as much as they want.
And you know what's funny? I mean, I'm old school. I mean, I was like, no, listen, you're getting a full scholarship. You don't need to get any money. And then, of course, we started digging deep into things and seeing really what they're making for the universities. They're making billions of dollars for universities. And they're putting their lives on the line. God forbid you get hurt. You know, you're done for your whole career. And so I'm actually happy that they're finally getting their money. For me personally, I've been trying to look at it this way, Ryan, is like, okay, I know this athlete's getting all this money and they haven't even stepped on the field in college football or played any basketball in college hoops. Is the game still good for me? Am I enjoying the game as a fan? I mean, I'm a fan first. And if I'm getting entertained as a college football fan, college basketball fan, I'm cool. I mean, I'm good with that. And if they're getting their money, like the gal from Texas Tech, they got $1 million to go back and pitch for Texas Tech and then has already decided, okay, I'm going to go back again and get another $1 million and go play for Tech again. Fine. As long as the product for me is good, players getting taken care of, I think I'm okay with that. And I didn't think I would be that way 5 years ago.
Yeah. Mark Elfenbein joining us here, a sports broadcaster. And I look at this even more, and I go back and I think about how you could be on a team and you have one player making a lot of money and you can have one player making maybe $0. Like, you know, there could be nothing that some of the other athletes could make. And then if you look at across sports, you might have someone on the football team or basketball team in some of these smaller programs making something and then everyone else making absolutely nothing. I look back, and again, I'm more old school in the way I look at it, and it just seems like that imbalance is, it kind of messes with the tradition and the purity of what college athletics should be. And, you know, now you're talking about it's professional sports in a way where some people aren't actually getting compensated. To me, it makes it a weird imbalance moving forward. I don't know how you keep it equal in college sports. And one of the big things was trying to keep other sports equal when one is going to be making, you know, $20 million, and it, let's say the football program, and then all the other programs make zero.
You know, I a quick story if you got time. You know, the balance in the playing field. You know, the big boys having all the money. And the little schools not having the money, and then they all have money, but it goes back many years ago. There was a quarterback that played for Oklahoma. His name was Thomas Lott, way back in the day, the wishbone and everything. And he lived here locally with me in Plano. And after his playing days, I had him on my show, and I just wanted to ask him. I said, Thomas, what was it like when you're being recruited in high school? And he says, I was recruited by every single college and every single school across the country. And I said, but you chose Oklahoma. Why did you choose Oklahoma? He says, well, I was going to go to A&M. He says, because they had already gotten my mom an apartment, and they had a suitcase full of money in the apartment when we got down to College Station. And I started laughing at him, and I said, okay, well, then why did you go to Oklahoma? And he said, they had a bigger suitcase.
Okay, I understand that this was going on. So maybe there wasn't any purity to begin with, I guess you could say. You know, there was, I understand that there might have been, I might have been a little naive to think that in a perfect world,
yeah,
everyone would play
the
by the rules.
Suitcase on top of the table.
Yeah, and you think about the scholarship side of it, where they actually have to go to classes and make grades. None of them are really actually going to classes, a lot of them. There was an interview, was it Braylon Edwards? And someone was asking them, Braylon, when you were going to University of Michigan, I think it was University of Michigan, right? So when you were there,
yeah,
what did you major in? And his answer was, I majored in eligibility.
Okay.
So that basically is every athlete.
And again, it's the crazy part is that, you know, there's no hurry for you to leave school if you're getting the NIL money. I mean, heck, some guys are taking a pay cut going to the NFL.
Yeah. Like, well, not so much Caitlin Clark. You looked at that, and you remember how much money they offered her to stay playing college basketball? Because if that would have just excelled their entire college athletic programs. But she goes pro.
Oh, yeah.
She could have made endorsements there, too, in college. She might have made more money staying in college.
All day long.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, she probably is treated better in the professional realm, but she is, you know, at least advancing her sport in that sense. By the way, Mark, if people wanted to find you, where can they go?
I'm on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. That's where I broadcast out of Dallas. On Twitter, if they want to follow, I'm simply I am Elf, I-A-M-E-L-F. And by the way, I know you're Mr. Carolina. We're pretty giddy down here in Dallas that SMU is now in the ACC, so we get to see some really good brand of basketball and football coming our way.
Oh, it's going to be great competition. And The Ticket, by the way, one of those landmark sports radio stations in the country. Mark Elfenbein, thank you for joining us. You're one of the landmark founders of that radio station, too, which is really cool. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Pretty cool. Day one, that's been an amazing 31-year run. And you being in the business, you know, sometimes you shake your head. You still can't believe it's going on as strong as it is. But if you get to do what you love and love what you do, it's a pretty good combination.
And that's the way to do it. Mark Elfenbein, thank you so much for joining us in South Carolina.
My pleasure. Have a great week.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara, News Talk 98.9 WORD. Okay, and welcome back. Some text messages coming in. If they take money from the school to play sports, they should lose their scholarships and have to pay for their schooling. Okay, that was one text message coming in. Another person said, Title IX forces universities to struggle financially. Case in point, USC women's basketball program losing $5 million a year, and they are the dominating program in the sport nationally. One person said, college sports should be viewed like an internship, just like other groups in school. One person said, should students who develop their technologies at their colleges research programs also, like athletes, be paid and receive part of the patents? I guess I don't know how that works. So if you create something at the university, does it become the university's property? Probably not, because if you think about entertainers like YouTubers and TikTokers, and they're putting this stuff up there, I don't think they're paying ad revenue to the universities, are they? I don't think so. But if they're doing it under the program, that's a good question. I would have to research that a little bit more. One person said, Ryan, it's all about football, some basketball. My son goes to one of the two big schools in South Carolina. His sport has a roster that has been reduced in size. No money anymore. It's going to be revenue generating only. Expect non-revenue sports to die. I wonder how that works with Title IX, and if it becomes more financially viable to say, you know what, we can't afford other programs because now we have to factor in to the costs, then we're just going to have to drop it. I wonder if that's what happens. But the email from the University of Michigan, and I saw that Ward Manuel sent it out, was essentially saying things like, you know, we're losing money, we have to factor in other costs in order to get to this threshold that the NCAA negotiated with the student athletes. So that's a lot of money, and I think back at college athletics, and I remember inside of the classroom, there would be athletes. Like in the dorm, I stayed with an athlete in the dorm, and he was a football player, and he went to his classes, and he studied just like anyone else. I was in a class with a football player. He was in my group. We had like a, I don't know, a group of five people. It was like a course where you did a lot of group work. And, you know, he was a contributing member, and, you know, he was good. He was, you know, very nice, polite. I went to all his classes. So I know that some universities make sure that student athletes are actually trying to take their college education serious. I hope that's the case at all of them, but you know it's not. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.